This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on October 2, 2008. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Open session of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, October 2, 2008 will now come to order. First item on the agenda is correction and approval of minutes. Mr. Vice Chair, I understand we have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move the approval of the minutes for the meeting of September 11, 2004, which is agenda document 2008, which is agenda document 0824. Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Yes, it is 2008, not 2004. Next,
thank you for the reminder.
More things change, the more they stay the same. Which brings us to our next item, draft advisory opinion 2008-13 from the Pacific Green Party of Oregon. Turn it over to the Office of General. Oh, wait, hold on. We have a motion for a late submitted document.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of the suspension of the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider the late submission of agenda document 0825.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I guess I could do that with no objection. That passes 6-0. General Counsel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Pacific Green Party of Oregon requested the advisory opinion before you in agenda document number 08-25. The request seeks recognition of the PGPO as a state committee of a political party under commission regulations. The draft concludes that, based on the evidence provided, the PGPO does qualify as a state committee of a political party for the following reasons. First, the commission has previously recognized in a 2001 advisory opinion that the Green Party of the United States, the national green organization with which the PGPO claims affiliation, is a national party under commission regulations. Second, the PGPO is a part of the official GPUS structure, as is indicated by a letter submitted by the secretary of the GPUS, affirming that the PGPO is the GPUS's sole recognized affiliate in the state of Oregon. Finally, the PGPO is responsible for the day-to-day operations of the GPUS at the state level. This is demonstrated by the fact that an individual qualifying as a candidate under commission regulations appears on the 2008 ballot of the state of Oregon as the PGPO's candidate for president, and also by the fact that the constitution and bylaws of the PGPO delineate activities commensurate with the day-to-day functions and operations of a political party at the state level. In particular, the PGPO's rules are consistent with state party rules reviewed in previous situations in which the Commission has recognized state committee status for a political organization. We received no comments on the draft, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd move approval of agenda document 0825.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Congratulations to the Pacific Green Party of Oregon. You have arrived. Or condolences, you are now subject to our jurisdiction. Agenda item 3, draft notice of proposed rulemaking, repeal of millionaires and millionaire regulations.
Mr. Chairman, I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider the late submission of agenda document 0826.
Without objection, so ordered. Devin Stepanovich, I understand, is going to present. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Agenda document 0826 presents a notice of proposed rulemaking that would implement the Supreme Court's decision in Davis v. Federal Election Commission. In Davis, the Supreme Court decided that the House Millionaires Amendment provision of the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act was unconstitutional on First Amendment grounds. In a press release dated July 25, 2008, the Commission announced that a Davis decision precluded the enforcement of the House provision and effectively precluded the enforcement of the Senate provision. To conform to the Davis decision on the House provision and the Commission's decision on the Senate provision, the draft NPRM proposes deleting the Commission's regulations in 11 CFR Part 400, which contained the bulk of the Millionaires Amendment's regulatory provisions. It also proposes to revise or delete several other regulations outside of Part 400 to conform them to the Davis decision and to retain others that were not affected by that decision. One of the regulations outside of Part 400 that will be deleted is Section 104.19, which requires House and Senate committees to report gross receipts information on Form 3Z1. The draft proposes to remove that reporting requirement because it is no longer necessary in light of the Davis decision. One of the regulations that will be revised is Section 102.2, which requires House and Senate committees to provide an electronic mail address and fax number on FEC Form 1. The draft proposes to retain the requirement to provide electronic mail addresses, but to delete the requirement that those committees provide their fax numbers. The Commission routinely sends important information regarding reporting deadlines to House and Senate committees exclusively through email, so the draft proposes to keep that portion of the reporting requirement. The draft NPRM proposes to retain the provisions addressing the repayment of candidates' personal loans. The draft's rationale for keeping the provisions follows closely the analysis recently accepted by the Commission in Advisory Opinion 2008-09, Senator Lautenberg. The draft also makes several technical and conforming amendments, and here I would like to bring to the Commissioner's attention that we added two technical amendments since he had the opportunity to review the draft. The affected provisions are in definition of routine living expenses, 11 CFR section 100.153, and definition of personal use in 11 CFR section 113.1. These proposed changes would simply correct outdated references in those provisions to the old definition of personal funds. As a final note, the draft NPRM provides for a comment period until November 21. This comment period is a little longer than the usual 30-day period, because a 30-day period will fall around the time of the general election in early November. I'll be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Not a question, comment.
Okay, comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank the staff for their quick work on this, as the Commission did last year when the Supreme Court handed down the Wisconsin Right to Life 2 decision. When the Supreme Court talks, the Commission listens, and we try pretty promptly, as we have in this case, to amend our regulations to show that we're in line with how the Court interprets the law. So I thank the staff for their quick work so that we can do that yet again.
Motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of agenda document 0826.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed. Motion carries 6-0. Next item, management administrative matters. Any management administrative matters to discuss?
Not at this time.
That. Anything for the good of the order? Anything else for the good of the order? I will adjourn the meeting. Meeting adjourned.